What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Monday, March 18th, 2019, getting on through the month here and start of a brand new week. We've got a lot to talk about. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone, put you on the air with your comments and questions. And I'm going to start off here with a little bit of an apology. I, over the weekend, messed up my left arm, and so I'm not at my best right now, but we're going to do the show. We're going to get through it somehow. And but I'm moving a little bit slow. That's all I'm going to say here. Okay. Obviously, everybody's still talking about that situation, that horrible tragedy down in New Zealand. Everybody's pointing fingers every single way that they can. Everybody's trying to take advantage of it to push whatever agenda they're pushing here. And it's almost become a circus in and of itself. Out in Hollywood, some of the liberals are out there saying, this is all President Donald Trump's fault. You know, that Donald Trump, you know, apparently flew down there on Air Force One and gave this guy all those guns or something. I don't know exactly what they're saying. But here's the issue. The liberals are saying the shooter was a conservative. The conservatives are saying the shooter was a liberal. If you read his manifesto, he makes it clear he's not a Trump supporter. And, you know, he basically indicates support for some leftist causes like the environment. Now, his manifesto kind of bounces back and forth across the aisle. But it's kind of hard to get a read on the guy, let alone definitively say, oh, he's a conservative. He's this, he's that here. And a lot of people are saying, well, ultimately, the problem is that you've got all this unfettered immigration. And the local people are very resentful of it, and that is a probable cause of what's going on here. Now, the officials are out there trying to find something to blame, but they won't blame the immigration and they won't halt it. Rush Limbaugh came on out saying that this was a false flag, that the shooter was a leftist who staged the attack to frame conservatives. And that, I think, is a little bit out there. And again, if you read this guy's manifesto, he's kind of between. He espouses some conservative views, some liberal views. He's not hardcore one side or the other. Now, New Zealand is already out there saying that they're going to push for more gun control, even though they don't know where the shooter got his guns. But it's emerged so far that Brenton Tarrant was able to get a Category A gun license in November of last year, and he's just started legally purchasing the guns a month later. And it's another reminder about all this talk about background checks. They don't work. Because this guy just sailed on through. They're saying there were no red flags. And New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern is saying our gun laws will change. Now, they have backed off saying that they're going to ban all semi-automatic weapons. Apparently, there was a huge pushback, especially from people in New Zealand who are into ranching and farming, and they need these kind of weapons to varmint their fields and farms here. Over on MSNBC's Joe Scarborough went to Twitter to say he's in favor of a ban on the AR-15 because it's a, quote, weapon of war that was far deadlier than the M-16 used in Vietnam. Needless to say, Second Amendment experts like Stefan Gutowski basically jumped on him and said, no, of course not. The M-16 is far more lethal. And the AR-15 was never intended to be used as a weapon of war. It's a sporting rifle. It's a target weapon. It's a varminting gun. It's a home defense weapon. Now, one of the weirdest things about this whole Christchurch shooting is how social media, the internet, is literally being scrubbed of all the raw material. And Facebook said it has already removed 1.5 million copies of the video that was live streamed by the shooter during the mosque attacks. And they took these 1.5 million just in the first 24 hours. And apparently now they're blocking uploads. And Facebook said it also removed all edited versions of the video that do not show graphic content, supposedly out of respect for the people affected by the mosque shooting and the concerns of local authorities. I think it's more that latter one. Because I'm not the only one who's suspicious about this. Over at Natural News, they've got a headline. What are they trying to hide? Because there's a lot of violent videos on the net. But now possessing a copy of the New Zealand mosque shooting video can get you 10 years in prison. And they've already arrested an 18-year-old man for merely sharing the live stream video of the Christchurch shooting. Now, the video has been classified by the chief censor's office as objectionable, which means anyone in possession of the video of the shootings could be in serious, serious trouble. They could face imprisonment, which basically means that linking to content the government doesn't approve of is now a crime in New Zealand. Now, there are videos out there with a lot of mass murder. Look at any of the videos being streamed from places like Syria or Iraq or Yemen. The U.S. government, NATO, they constantly live stream their mass murder videos. Nobody says anything about that. But on this one, it feels very wanky that they're trying to just make this video go away. So anyway, this 18-year-old man was arrested. He's been charged with publishing objectionable publications in the week prior to the attacks, including a photo of the mosque with the words "target identified" and messages inciting extreme violence. And it's a very, very weird situation. And you need to understand, the story has mutated, because when the reports first came out, if you'll remember, the authorities said they arrested four people, three men and a woman, and they found improvised explosive devices attached to the attackers, plural, vehicles, plural. This was quoted by Associated Press. And now the official narrative, which you will believe if you're a loyal patriot, is that this 28-year-old Brenton Tarrant murdered 50 people and injured scores of others all by himself. And it's starting to feel really, really wanky. Now, apparently, this New Zealand mosque shooting suspect visited Israel back in 2016 using his Australian passport. All right, we're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network and getting into other parts of the world. There was a story that came on out that the United States is planning to leave almost 1,000 troops in Syria, and this came from the Wall Street Journal that said, as talks with Turkey, U.S.-backed Kurdish forces and European allies have failed to produce a deal in a safe zone, the U.S. now intended to keep working with Kurdish fighters in the country. Well, this is now being denied by the United States government, who is saying, no, there'll be 200 troops left behind, but that's really it. And the Wall Street Journal article is factually incorrect. This is coming from General Joseph Dunford, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Okay. Meanwhile, Damascus is accusing the United States and allies of war crimes in Syria. And the Syrian Foreign Ministry responded to the statement issued by the U.S.-led coalition partners that refused to take part in reconstruction, noting that these states are not invited to contribute to the reconstruction after those war crimes committed against the Syrian people. And they said, these countries that killed and destroyed have never been interested in the reconstruction of Syria, and they are not invited to contribute to the reconstruction. These states should only pay compensations for the killing and destruction committed as a result of their heinous crimes and stop their blatant interference in internal affairs. And Syria is right to do that, because if you look at the reconstruction of Iraq, it was just rife with corruption. The money poured on in. The few buildings and facilities that were built are already crumbling and falling apart. There was one police station they were building. They didn't even have it finished before it started to fall apart. It was just a ripoff. Meanwhile, Russia has deployed updated Sukhoi 25 attack aircraft to contain the Idlib militants. And basically, they're going to be operating near Jizrin, Mohammadiyah, Al-Aftaris, Al-Nashabiya, and Marj al-Sultan, where a notable number of weapons and equipment was abandoned by the militants after the defeat suffered there from the Syrian army last year. And many of the, according to reports, locals, many of them former members of militant groups who opted to reconcile with the Damascus government, are assisting with the operation with information about possible locations of hidden weapons caches. Okay, down in Venezuela, and I'm waiting. Okay, good. We're reconnected. Welcome back to our show here. Venezuela has been hit with yet another massive electric blackout. Reason behind the outage unknown, but suspected to be outside interference yet again. The blackout is reported mainly by the inhabitants of East Caracas, and basically where you've got hotels, foreign embassies, and it looks like it's just cyber war. All right, we're going to take a caller, Rolly in Minnesota. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Paul, I was doing a show Thursday night, and the interviewer asked me how I feel about the massacre that went on in New Zealand, because it was Thursday night, you know, where I was at, you know, Friday morning, you know, in New Zealand itself. And, yeah, it's just amazing, like, how fast these things go, and it almost seems like a couple days ago, but Mike, I've been trying to use some critical thinking about, like, what happened. And Richard Hewer talked about the double hypothesis, the analysis of competing hypotheses. And it really can't be, like, a false flag or a hoax. It's either one or the other, or some sort of, like, media trickery, you know, at foot, you know, something they haven't told us. So it's one of those three, you know, it's more than just double. And it just seems very odd that there was a ready-made, tailor-made manifesto. They had ready-to-go legislation to go ahead and pull out and rapid-fire out, you know, Portland, Port Arthur style. And they already send a message to their citizens, don't continue to send out posts about Facebook, but they've already had a trial, like, just starting for 18-year-old boy. And CNN and the mainstream media say that the objective of the live shooter was trying to provoke a race war, but they've been fanning flames of hatred for a while.
Yes. And, yeah, I mean, yeah, if you look at all this anti-Muslim propaganda that's been going on in the media, I mean, certainly the people putting that out have to share the blame.
And you hit the nail on the head, you know, like CNN puts out, like, war footage all the time. I remember when Brian Williams, you know, said that the bombs going off in Syria look very beautiful, and it said it reminded him of a Leonard Cohen song. Absolutely gut-wrenching that he would actually say something so erroneous as that. And definitely the liberals, you know, maybe it was, you know, like Rush Limbaugh says, it was a leftist that staged the whole event. I don't know personally, but there's definitely something afoot, and the lefties are not going to let a good tragedy go to waste. They're following the commandments of Saul Alinsky on that one.
Yeah, they are. Well, everybody is. It's not just the lefties. Everybody is exploiting this for whatever their particular agenda is. The gun grabbers are going ballistic. Yeah, you know, the Hollywood liberals are blaming Donald Trump. I mean, the fingers are pointing in all directions on this. And as the original raw data gets scrubbed from the web, all that's going to be left are all these various official interpretations of what happened.
And like, for me, like, I'm not going to say, like, automatically what happened, because I wasn't on the ground. I really don't know. I think that the images that we saw were a little bit shoddy. And, like, I just want somebody that's an official, that's intelligent, that's willing to speak to me and tell me exactly what happened. Like, for example, I wonder, like, what happened to the cartridges when he shot outside of the mosque itself? for an example. And if they could, like, explain that to us, you know, that would be great. That would behoove me, you know, greatly, you know, the citizen population, instead of massive confusion about what happened.
Well, I imagine that the shells, you know, just fell into the grass is probably what happened there. I don't think this was, you know, a total fake the way Sandy Hook was, but I think this guy, I mean, given that there were no red flags, I mean, this guy seemed to come from money. His passport shows he used to travel all over the place. Apparently, he had a very good life. And then all of a sudden, you know, he just decides to go on this rampage. And he's obviously been planning it since last November when he got his Category A gun license and just started buying guns. Like, you know, he had a lot of guns in that car. And why that didn't catch anybody's attention, I don't know. But again, what we're dealing with here is not a gun problem, but an individual problem. I want to know if this guy was taking prescription antidepressants.
Right, Michael, absolutely. I did read his manifesto itself. I might have a little bit of insight into the whole, like, Candace Owens thing, if you're interested, for me to tell you about.
Yeah.
Okay. So he says that he idolizes Candace Owens, something to that extent, and there could have been several possibilities why he said that. First one, not rule out, he is a troll. He did post a lot of his information, you know, on 8chan and 4chan servers, so maybe it was just a joke. Another thing is Candace Owens actually retweeted something that Muammar Gaddafi said in 1975. It's the quote, "We have 50 million Muslims in Europe. There are signs that Allah will grant Islam victory in Europe without swords, without guns, without conquest. We will turn it into Muslim continent within decades." And she sent this out to Sadiq Khan, who is the mayor of the Greater Sindhi of London.
Yes.
So, like, she was talking about, like, the Muslim invasion. That's one possibility. She's also... you know, a lot of people accuse her of being pro-Trump as well. But, of course, you know, the live-action shooter really wasn't pro-Trump himself. He mentioned in the manifesto, you know, like, the idea of Trump is good, but his policies are terrible, according to him.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
And, Candace actually put out a tweet saying that she's going to go Colombian... coveting Catholic lawsuit on CNN if they don't back off of linking her to New Zealand, which I agree with.
Yeah. Well, you know, one of the labels they've been putting on this New Zealand shooter is white supremacist, and here we've got him admiring this, you know, very lovely black lady. And so, like I said, everybody is trying to milk this for their own agenda. The actual facts be gosh darned.
Yeah, then what's your opinion about the Prime Minister of New Zealand? I've watched a couple of press statements that she made about the horrific incidences, and she's called it horrific herself, and she's wearing hijab, and I think she's been wearing it since the incident to show solidarity. I'm not sure if that shows weakness. I don't know, like, how I feel about it subconsciously, you know, because I do respect Muslims, you know, in general. For some people that are angry, that might be a sign that you're giving in to foreigner demands, you know, people that have feel like New Zealand has thrown them overboard. I don't really know about the psychology of, like, the makeup of people down under. I really don't talk to them much. But that seems to be, like, a stance that they have, you know.
Well, it may be to show solidarity, but you're right. Probably a lot of the locals are saying it's a sign of weakness and a sign of the Islamization of New Zealand. Anyway, listen, Raleigh, I got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with another phone call after these few words.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go back to the phones to James in Ohio. Aloha, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm dubious of the video of the New Zealand shooting for a couple different reasons. One is that even in a narrow hallway, the AR-15 discharge sounds about the same as it does outside, and that mimics the eyewitnesses of a lot of these supposed mass shootings where they say it was like pop, 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 or firecrackers going off. But if you've ever heard an AR-15 discharge inside a building, and in that narrow hallway especially, it would be loud enough to hurt your ears. It's just so incredibly loud. Number two, people hunt with AR-15s at 500 yards and more, but at a close range and almost point blank with some of the victims, it would leave an exit wound about the size of a tangerine. And the walls of the...
Well, that depends on the round.
Yeah.
If it's an FMJ, then you're going to have a small exit wound.
Well, water can't be compressed, so there's like a funnel of damaged tissue inside the body. The big
yes.
end is the exit wound. But the walls are like brilliant white. They're not even off-white like most American homes. So, but there's not like one tiny little spot of blood. There would be, you know, the heart is a powerful organ, and you don't just, these people just fall over like mannequins. Many people survive terrible injuries and still are moving about, but all these people, or most of them, they just fall over like they were inert. Number three, if this is real, there is no way this guy, that he was new to killing people. He goes about it with all the excitement of going grocery shopping. When you go out to harm somebody, it's like a young black guy who robs a liquor store for the first time. Your anticipation of it builds up adrenaline that makes you sick, but he's just as cool as a cucumber. If this is real, I have to believe he's killed before on several occasions at least. But
Now I myself have not seen the video, and I'll probably take a look at it at some point. But just the fact that the video is being erased from social media, they're clamping down on it just as hard as they can. Now, fortunately, New Zealand doesn't have jurisdiction over the rest of the world, so the rest of the world has got the video. They're looking at it, and I'm sure there are going to be a lot of experts looking at it and analyzing it. But if the points you make are valid, then, we've got another fake.
Well, you can just look at videos of massacres where firearms were used and there's just blood everywhere. If this was real, there would be so much blood on the walls it would look like somebody went around with a bug sprayer filled with blood, you know. But anyway, that's about all I had for you. Keep up the good work.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here and get on back to the news. It's very suspicious that the government of New Zealand is just trying very hard to make this video go away. And Facebook is trying to make it go away, and unfortunately Facebook is global. They're trying to make this video go away. They don't want people looking at it for some reason, and I don't think it's just because it's, people being shot, because there are videos of people being shot all over Facebook and YouTube. Especially from the war zones. So I agree this is very, very suspicious. Okay, getting on back down now to Venezuela. There was an interesting article in FortRus.com, and they in turn are citing the Mexican press in saying, Adios, Guido. And they're basically saying, you need to understand the people of Venezuela are very tough and they're very resilient. They've been fueled by almost two decades of fierce hostility from the United States, its allies, and its lackeys. It's been attacked with economic war, media war, now the electric war in the context of continuous coup tactics and hybrid warfare. But Venezuela continues to emerge victorious and with high morale. Now, the fact of the matter is that the attempt to trigger a coup d'etat against Maduro, led by Guido, has fallen flat on its face. Now they're trying these blackouts to see if they can get the people to knuckle under and get rid of Maduro and welcome Guido. And it's an ugly situation. And I have tremendous sympathy for the people of Venezuela, what they're going through, what they're suffering through. All in the name of Venezuela's oil and what currency it's going to be sold in. Meanwhile, retired Brigadier General Anthony Tata was basically on TV talking about Maduro, saying he needs to understand that a bullet to the forehead may be his way out of Venezuela, and we have that capability. So now they're talking assassination. We got to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really
happened? And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And wars all over the place here. Story out of, mailchai.mp. Yemen, 4 years of British-enabled tragedy. We know there's a lot of players in there. Saudi Arabia's taking point. And a lot of people are saying it's Saudi Arabia's war. I don't think so. I think Saudi Arabia is acting as a proxy for the United States. Because some years back, there was a successful U.S. regime change in Yemen. They kicked out the legitimate government and imposed a new government. And the people of Yemen just didn't like living under puppet rule. And they kicked out the junta. And that's when all of a sudden Saudi Arabia just said, well, we've just got to go on and give these people what for. But this article is basically talking about just how destructive this Saudi war on Yemen continues to be, and it's backed, of course, by the United States and by Great Britain. Last week, two separate reports outlined the scale of brutality unleashed on the Yemeni people. A United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees report concluded that nearly 100 civilians were killed or injured in Yemen every week in 2018, whilst the preface of the Days of Judgment report from U.S.-based University Network for Human Rights and Yemeni monitoring group Watana spells out just how dire the situation is. In a country that was already among the poorest and most fragile in the region, 14 million people are now threatened by famine and even more depend on humanitarian assistance. And while precise figures are lacking, an estimated 50,000 people have been killed as a direct effect of the wars, and 85,000 children may have died of hunger and preventable diseases. And as a confirmation of the UK involvement here, Russia Today is running an article saying that the British Royal Air Force is providing engineering support for the British-supplied aircraft operated by the Royal Saudi Air Force. The bombers. The bombers are supplied by Britain. They're being maintained by Britain and responsible for killing innocent people in Yemen. Okay, we're going to take another phone call. Robert in Ontario. Aloha, Robert. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I just be a minute. I understand. I read something regarding the fact that possibly John Podesta and Hillary were in New Zealand 5 days before this happened. I don't know if it's true or not.
I heard about Podesta possibly being down there. I hadn't heard anything about Hillary. And again, we don't really know for sure. I think what's going on here, you know, between the suppression of the video, with an iron fist across the entire globe, and I'm getting a sense there's a lot of stuff being thrown out about what happened in New Zealand to maximize the confusion so that people can't really analyze what little raw data remains to figure out what happened.
Right. Okay. I don't have nothing else, Mike. It's just sad to see, that's all, the whole thing, whether it's true or not.
Yeah, it is sad to see, and I guess at some point I'm going to have to look at that video, you know, through my filmmaker's eyes and see if it looks real or not. Of course, that's what got me into trouble all the way back in 1994.
Anything else, Robert? I don't know if you're familiar with Ole Demigard, who has a website called Light on Conspiracies. He's been studying these things for dozens of years.
Yes.
He's very good. He's going to be doing a thing today. He's on the air on Jason Goodman's program.
Okay.
All right, Mike, thanks for your time.
All right, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to let you go. Okay. Over in Serbia, they're having what we're told is a color revolution there as well. And apparently the protesters have stormed the presidential offices, at least through to the lobby. And the police are maintaining security without problems. But apparently more than 1,000 protesters gathered in front of the presidential offices where a press conference was being held. And the protesters attempted to break through the fence around the residence. French President Macron is out there banging the gong, if you will, over China's presence in Africa. Oh, we can't have China in Africa. And it's really all about containing the wealth and which direction it's going to go, because Africa is the last great reservoir of unexploited, undeveloped natural resources. And obviously the West wants it to be theirs, whereas countries like Russia and China understandably want access to those raw materials as well. And we're sort of past the age where people simply go on in and bid for them, and the highest bidder wins. And now we're fighting over these resources. And basically, you see all these Western leaders smiling, shaking hands, and offering sage advice on tours of Africa. And it's hypocritical. It's very hypocritical. You just look at the history of Africa's exploitation in the past. It's happening all over again. All righty. In Spain, the Catalonia pro-independence protesters are marching in Madrid. and more than 60 political collectives from Catalonia and other parts of Spain are heading to the nation's capital aboard 400 chartered buses and are expected to gather and march between Atocha and Plaza de Cibeles. And they're marching under the banner, "Self-determination is not a crime." No, it isn't. It is a human right recognized by the United Nations Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Over in Israel, there has been yet another storming of the Al-Aqsa Mosque. This one mostly involving foreign tourists from the United States. And so you had these Jewish settlers of American origin storm the Al-Aqsa Mosque courtyards, and they were under heavy protection of the occupation forces. And the settlers performed religious rituals and provoked the Muslim and Palestinian worshipers. Meanwhile, occupation forces deployed all around the mosque from the early hours of the morning and tightened restrictions imposed on the entry of Palestinians. So there's an interesting reversal. The illegal settlers get to come and go, and the Muslims are basically being discouraged from attending here. Now, Israeli settlers are carrying out these raids on Al-Aqsa on an almost daily basis. They're always accompanied by heavily armed Israeli military police who impose restrictions on the Palestinian and Muslim worshipers, with many banned from entering the holy site for months at a time as a result of their rejection of Israeli settler desecration of the area. So this is a deliberate policy of provocation. Now, here's a very interesting story. This came out of Middle East Monitor here. And it says the Israeli occupation army has proposed a plan to reoccupy the Gaza Strip during any future offensive. Al-Khalij Online reported this on yesterday. And the plan was approved 14 years after Israel's unilateral disengagement from the coastal enclave. I hate to say I told you so, but I told you so, because 14 years ago, when Israel magnanimously gave the Gaza Strip back to the Palestinians, it was done as part of this little deal that the Palestinians would get the Gaza Strip and the world would turn a blind eye to the illegal settlements being built in the West Bank. And I predicted back then, as soon as those settlements were facts on the ground and could not be removed, Israel would take Gaza back over, and it looks like it's getting ready to happen right now. Okay, we're going to take another phone call from Joe in Tennessee. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. It's very fitting that France would be upset about the Chinese in Africa. I worked offshore in oil and gas, and our boat, we went into Morocco and Senegal, and we were drilling off Mauritania. And that's all like French. If you want to buy a phone card, it's all through French Maritel or whatever it was. Yes. Yeah, you know, if you want to get food, it all comes through France. So although, like, they talk about colonization being over, it isn't. All your airplanes going in and out, you got to fly through Paris. And people, you know, don't realize it, but Africa's still under colonial power. You know, they all have, what would you call it, franchises, I guess.
Yes.
For French companies and America, you know, I'm sure the British are down more in South Africa and their former colonies. The Portuguese might even still be in there. But, you know, I did see a ton of the Chinese, you know, buildings and cement factories and other things in Mauritania, and I did notice also on the flights out there were a lot of, like, high and tight haircuts, military guys from Fort Bragg and Georgia and other places all flying into our big embassy there. So I think, you know, they realize that that's the new battleground is China and Africa. And in a way, I don't blame the Africans for going with the Chinese, because, you know, what good is going with the European and the American powers have gotten them, you know? I know a lot of Nigerian people, and they're like, you know, they feel like they've been raped by the oil companies with the government's tacit approval. You know, Shell and BP and them just, you know, rape those countries of their resources and pollute and and stir up rebellions amongst the different tribes and religions. So, you know, I can't really say I blame the Africans for looking for a Chinese savior, although I think the Chinese will abuse them as bad or worse. I can see why they would after, you know, so many years of being brutalized and basically raped of their resources by the West. And they still are, like I said, even now, like I said, if you want to get a phone, it's not an African phone system. It's all Maritel, I think it was. So it's just, that's just the reality of the situation. But it is fitting to hear Macron moaning about it because it is a very lucrative thing for the French. And what else do the French really have, you know? The other thing, this whole New Zealand shooting is such a farce. Like Sandy Hook, you know, they start taking down videos and threatening people with jail. I mean, right after Sandy Hook, the head of the state police said you'll be arrested for asking questions and all that.
Yeah. Well, and, he didn't say you'd be arrested, but he said absolutely, you know, you shouldn't be listening to any conspiracy theories. I don't think he threatened people with arrest for that. But in this case, New Zealand is saying anybody who even just has the video on their hard drive, even if they're not sharing it or streaming it, just having the video on their hard drive, they can go to jail.
Well, you know, there are, you know, then, and they learned their lesson from, like, Building 7 with 9/11. And you just, whenever I talk to people about 9/11, all I say is, well, just explain Building 7 to me. And the same way with Sandy Hook. When they want to talk about Sandy Hook, I said, well, explain David Wheeler, the sloppy FBI sniper. You know, that's, and all the videos have, most of the YouTube videos that I used to share about the sloppy sniper, David Wheeler, they've all come down. There's very few of them left, but, I mean, all you gotta do is have a picture of this guy in his sniper outfit, right? Carrying the weapons by the, and then him testifying in front of Congress and say, what's with this? You know, it's the same thing as Building 7, and I'm sure if we got a chance to really analyze this shoot 'em up in New Zealand, there'd be similar things, and they don't want that to happen because they know how powerful that is to people that think for themselves.
Yeah,
although most people don't.
There are a lot of experts out here on the internet who are probably going to be looking at that, and there definitely is reason to look at that. But as I admitted to the earlier caller, I myself have not looked at the video yet.
I also find the timing of this convenient because, you know, the whole issue with the Jews and the Democratic Party with the anti-Semitism and these new pro-Palestinian Arabs coming in, the one boogeyman that Jews fear the most, and they've had it drummed into them, is Hitler and white nationalism. And so when I see this whole New Zealand thing, it's just wrapped up in such a nice little bow, timing-wise, to demonize, you know, white nationalism, to try, I think part of it is to try to get the Jews, who are a very powerful group of people in all different aspects, finance, media, you name it, back on the reservation, because I think a lot of them were being upset and alarmed by what was happening in the Democratic Party. So I would say that this false flag, definitely that's one of the major benefits to the establishment of it. You know, they want to, just like, you know, the Democrat, they want to keep the Jews on the Democratic plantation. And I think that's a big part of it. And white
nationalism. Well, another big part of it, of course, is the timing relative to the revelations coming out from Judicial Watch, where the judge has finally said, yeah, people are going to have to talk about that email system and what was going on with that. And you definitely are, you know, Hillary certainly doesn't want that to happen. She doesn't want the corporate media to be covering that, which is why we're going to be covering that. And, you know, New Zealand makes a good distraction. So the corporate media, I mean, they're just completely obsessed with that right now. They're not reporting on anything else that's going on.
Well, as they usually do, though, these things have been the things that have been happening over the last 3 years. Everything they do backfires on them. It's funny. I don't know if there's like some kind of force in the universe that's just causing a boomerang effect. But I think this is going to actually empower white nationalism. I'm a white nationalist. I'm not a race. I don't hate other races. I just like my white race, and I'm proud of our culture, and I'm a populist nationalist. And, you know, they can demonize me, you know, by all they want. I don't care. And I think that the way they overreact, and they just, people say, this is unfair. What is about white nationalism that they really fear so much that they would, you know, do something like this? And I think it's going to actually help white nationalists. It's just like I said, every time they come out, it's like, you know, with Trump, they bring out Cohen, and it backfires on him. Or they do the Kavanaugh, and they do this. Everything has been backfiring on them, and I think this one's going to blow up in their face, too. And
It very well might. Well, listen, Joe, I'm going to have to let you go.
Thank
you,
Mike.
Take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility. Provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're still talking about Israel. And apparently a parliamentarian in Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's ruling coalition has urged authorities to end any hope of establishing a Palestinian state. So a member of the Knesset, Moti Yogev, of the Jewish Home Party, declared, "We must cut off any political hope for the establishment of a Palestinian state of murderers that has never existed and will never exist." And once again, they're repeating the big lie. Yes, there's a Palestinian state. It's on the maps going back hundreds and hundreds of years. Very angry. Okay, we got some callers on the line. So let us go with Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, if this New Zealand shooter is so right-wing racist, how come he visited Israel and Pakistan and all these other countries?
Yeah.
How come he didn't go to Germany?
It really doesn't make sense.
Yeah. And, you know, Mike, I watched the video. And he was a cool customer, man. I mean, I still stand by what I said. I think he was some kind of SAS or something. You know, he played the British battle hymn while he was driving to the mosque.
That's rather interesting.
Yeah. But, I mean, he shot out the side window. Well, he shot out through the side window and shot out through his windshield also. But he just, it seemed like the other caller said, it was very natural for him to do this. It did, nothing bothered him, you know, like he was a professional, you know. And Mike, another thing is like all these people saying, oh, you know, he manifesto and all that. Anybody can write anything they want, or somebody can write up something for them. So that's meaningless, really. You know, a manifesto.
It really is. You know. But again, you know, another possible explanation for his detachment while shooting at people. I want to know if he was on some kind of prescription antidepressant.
I mean, he could have been. I mean, we weren't all there, so we don't know. I'm just like, from what I watched the video a couple times, what I've noticed, you know, he didn't flinch or nothing. Like, he had no problem with doing what he did. And like you said, there was those other people that they supposedly arrested, and I saw that with the IED, and yeah, you don't hear nothing about that ever since. It's almost like
yep.
The same with the multiple shooters, and they only arrest one shooter. Same with, remember, the casino shooting at the, what was it, the... In Las Vegas?
Yes. So
the same thing, you know, it's just like, and that with Podesta going supposedly to New Zealand. I didn't hear a thing about Hillary going. I don't know if that's true. But
no, I hadn't heard anything about that as well. Yeah. I remember all the way back Columbine, where they arrested three guys, you know, not including the two students who were found dead. They arrested three other guys. They went away. We never heard from them again either. All right. Well, listen, Dustin, do you have more? Do you want to stay over at the station break?
Well, I just want to tell you real quick, Russia is putting Tu-22 backfire bombers in Crimea.
Oh, boy. Okay. All right. Okay. Thanks an awful lot. We got to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.
Of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.